Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to On the Clock. This is Friday, August 18th, 2023. And if the voice sounds familiar, it is me again, Chester Robards. Erin had a quick thing she had to do, a bit of an emergency. So I'm going to sit with you just for a bit until she can get back here. We're on the clock. We engage organizations, institutions, social... She left me notes. This is great. I mean, very prepared. Social and cultural leaders and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. We're in on the clock. We have conversations that help us to understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. And it's Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. And... let me tell you, let's see. Today is Friday, the 18th of August. Central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Fresh Market Harbor Bay location. Share your sand dollar in Able Digital Wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. It's limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And as you've heard before, if you've been listening to this show, On the Clock Sand Dollar Trivia Giveaway. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number. If you answer the question correctly, you will be transferred back to the producer. Give the producer your user address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. And we can give it a start with the questions. I don't know if we read one question at a time, or we just shoot them all out. But we start with the giveaway. The question is, in the song Blame It on the Water, what chapter does the teacher ask the students to open to in the beginning of the song? So the song Blame It on the Water, what chapter does the teacher ask the students to open to? So if you want to fill up some sand dollars in your ting-ting there, you just have to get that question right. And so, yes, it is a Sports Friday, and I think Eric Sawyer III is supposed to be coming in. The worst person to be on a show to talk about sports is Chester Robards, because the only sport I pay any kind of close attention to is football, and that's F-U-T-B-O-L, and I don't even pay that much close attention to it. So someone texted in already saying, great show as usual. How you feel about the James Harden situation? Huh? Kermit looking at me strange too. What James Harden situation? I don't know nothing about James Harden and his situation. I know who James Harden is, but I don't know what his situation is. So, Yeah. So in our notes for On the Clock, anybody, so you can call in. Sorry, you know, let's do this. Text line 422-GR96, 422-4796. Telephone lines 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. The question is, in the song Blame It on the Water, what chapter does the teacher ask the students to open to? This is the Sand Dollar Trivia Giveaway. In the beginning of the song Blame It on the Water, what chapter does the teacher ask the students to open to? So you will go find Blame It on the Water and figure that out. All right? So I think the sports talk starts with something that we were talking about earlier this week, actually. The Babe Ruth League says it's throwing its support behind Burroughs Sr. So, yes, I'm laughing at your texter. So this says, brushing off the stiff penalties handed down by the Bahamas Baseball Association, the Babe Ruth League Incorporated is standing firm behind Greg Burroughs Sr., stating that it fully supports the local sports figure in the execution of his duties. In a letter addressed to Prime Minister Philip Davis, the Babe Ruth League Incorporated stated that they are in firm support of Burroughs Sr. and that he will continue in his role as the Babe Ruth League Caribbean Commissioner, thereby being the liaison officer between the league and Caribbean nations in growing the game around the region. Over the weekend, the Bahamas Baseball Association handed down a 15-year suspension for Greg Burroughs Jr. and a 5-year suspension for Greg Sr., prohibiting them from national team duties and the representation of the Bahamas internationally in baseball for the foreseeable future. And the statement says, in our opinion, the BBA's action is punitive and severe for a volunteer who has served the sport and the Bahamas with class for the better part of his life. With his dedication to the sport, many players may have graduated from the Freedom Farm Baseball League and represented your country either in the Major League Baseball, that's MLB, or at other internationally recognized events. The community benefited from our event through tourism, as well as the completion of the Andre Rogers Stadium and the renovation of the Blue Hills complex. The statement affirmed that the league has a great, good working relationship with the Bahamas and the governing body for the sport in the country, the BBA. And it continues, "We have all focused on bringing tourism through baseball to your great country. We hope to continue bringing additional tournaments and opportunities to the Bahamas." The statement read, it says, "We hope to return to the Bahamas for the 2024 Babe Ruth League Caribbean Regional Tournament under our Regional Commissioner, Gregory Burrows Sr., and continue to support your Sports in Paradise initiative." That's what the statement read. And we got Eric Sawyer III.
Morning. Morning, here. Chester. I was saying on the car ride.
Come to save me.
I'm coming, Chester.
From my sports deficit.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know you didn't know about as much as sports as a motorcycle know about walking.
You said it.
Wow.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
So what is this James Harden situation this person asking me about?
Okay, good morning all, first and foremost. Yeah. James Harden is in a bit of a situation. He's calling Daryl Morey. He's the general manager of the 76ers, a liar.
Oh,
And he said it big and bold. He said it twice in China at some basketball to do on Monday. All because I believe Daryl Morey was supposed to guarantee more money, get him better players or something along the lines. Mm. He's trying to get traded back to Houston. I don't know why he'd want to go to a Rockets team that has a rookie coach, not rookie to coaching,
right.
But there's a rookie coach in Ime Udoka. Who was the former Celtics coach who was let go last year before the season started due to little claims of him being in a romantic relationship with a Celtics. It's rumored that it's a Celtics executive's wife.
Right.
Would be, no one wants to, you know, confirm that. But anyway, he wants to go back to a team that he's destined to not make the playoffs, not win a championship. I don't understand why. I don't know what kind of links or roots he has in Houston that he has to get back to, but that's where he wanted to be traded back to.
Yeah.
And the 76ers just feel like what the Rockets have to offer in terms of trade value just isn't worth their time and efforts to, you know, break up the synergy and chemistry that they have on their team. Although their team really is only capable of getting to the second round lately. They have yet to crack the conference finals, you know.
Yeah.
The process in terms of getting Joel Embiid, if they don't get to at least a conference finals this year, it would have been considered a bust.
Yeah,
it would have been considered, you know, a waste of time. Yeah. It's been 9-10 years. They purposely tanked to get Joel Embiid years ago. He didn't play for a few years. Came into the league. Now is the MVP of the league. Didn't get out of the second round. The Nuggets won the championship, the big man. Mm. He was the two-time defending MVP at that point last year before Joel was named MVP. Djokovic. Not Djokovic. Djokovic? Joker. Anyway, Joker.
I can't help you.
Yeah, you know nothing of what I speak. Nothing at all. Like, I can see you like a dead head. Like,
you see it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's written out of my face. Yeah. And I know Messi scored a good goal for... his MLS team.
Yeah, man. You know, I saw that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It says dread. Yeah. Yeah. It's a penalty kick. I saw it.
I can't imagine MLS getting so much play right now. You know what I mean? But hey, all you need to do is spend plenty of money in sports. We talked about this baseball stuff this week, and the Babe Ruth League is saying, hey, leave Greg Burrows Sr. alone. That's interesting.
Yeah, he's a pioneer in the game of baseball. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's the big hubbub about him. Whatever he wants to do in terms of baseball / even softball in this country, especially for the youth, let him do.
Yeah.
He has the records and credentials to prove it. He has the links. He has the cachet. He has the stripes.
Right.
You know, seeing the Bahamians need their local terms for it. He has the stripes to make whatever decisions he needs to make.
Right.
Because he's shown and proven, people are playing ball in Major League Baseball right now, you know, including Josh Chisholm, went through the Freedom Farm League, led by Greg Burrows years ago.
Yeah.
You know, now mind you, he didn't stay forever.
Yeah.
Josh didn't stay forever. He went to the States and, you know, but the point is, you learn to swing a bat right in the East, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so don't go and discredit what this man has done for the league.
And like the... the Babe Ruth League said, I mean, the actions were punitive. I mean, say what you want to say about Junior and what he went through.
Right.
But the senior stuff, it was just almost like copy and paste, but give him 5 years.
Exactly.
Which was kind of crazy.
No, man, don't make no sense, man.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. Like, if you're looking to wield your power as a board, as a directive, then wheel it elsewhere. Not on him, man.
Yeah. And but the BBA said of Greg Senior, I'm reading from Aaron's notes here, which
yeah.
is the great notes. I mean,
every
I want to be like
day.
This.
Every day, bro. Every day.
Says
you can all strive.
His actions were in clear violation of the standard baseball rules by ordering the reinstatement of an ejected game participant, namely his son. Okay, fine. And the removal of game officials from the middle of the game if they did not reinstate Greg Jr. The report added that Greg Sr. failed to permit the tournament directors to perform their duties and present a formal complaint to him as commissioner. So none of that, to me, sounds like...
He's a father.
Exactly.
That's his son.
His emotions plus wherever his head was.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that 5 years and you can't participate in diddly squat.
And then when the scouts don't come.
Exactly.
You know, then we all upset. Then you got parents all in an uproar.
Right. Exactly.
Do you know somebody from the Red Sox organization? I don't. I own a pair of Red Sox.
I don't even have a pair of Red Sox.
Okay. I own a pair of White Sox. I don't know anybody that's playing or living in Chicago at this time, not knowingly.
Yeah.
Playing for the White Sox. I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But all of the information that we have about the actions of Greg Jr., I mean, we understand that.
Like, right.
This statement says they were inappropriate and damning and damaging to the image of baseball. Sure, I think if all of it's true, we can all agree that it's that, you know, those that were damaging things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine what everybody went through sitting in the stadium having to even watch this go down.
I'm pretty sure it was a spectacle.
Sure it was.
But the point, yeah, I mean, you know,
was there no video though? Huh?
No. Strange enough, you know, it ain't fair, man.
Yeah,
that's his son. He stand up for his child. Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, so
we'll see where it goes. Hopefully,
I don't see it in here. Are we taking a break?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's go to this break, and hopefully Aaron will be back to save my life.
I know, you'll be all right,
man. On the clock, I'll be right back.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Good Day Bahamas. Join the Guardian Group of Companies for coverage of the 19th World Athletics Championships in Budapest, Hungary from August 19th to 27th. This one is being brought to you by the Sportsbook at Island Games, Nassau Motors Hondas, Nassau Motors Chevrolet, Kalino, Bahamas Financial Services, Nagico, and New Life Vegetation and Cell Food. 11 Bahamian athletes will be in competition. How about Shawnee Malowibo? Just having a baby 3 months ago, she'll be in action in the women's 400 meters. Steven Gardner, he'll be competing in the men's 400 meters. Laquan Nen, the men's long jump. Shaquem Smith, men's 400 meter hurdles. Donald Thomas, men's high jump. Alonzo Russell, men's 400 meters. Terrence Jones, men's 100 meters. Anthony Strawn, she'll be the only athlete competing in two events, the women's 100 and the women's 200 meters. Devon Charlton, women's 100-meter hurdles, Charisma Taylor, women's triple jump, and Rima Audemars, women's javelin. 11 Bahamian athletes in competition starting on Saturday. You don't want to miss this one, folks. It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
All right. Welcome back to On the Clock. Nobody's answered the trivia question yet, so let me read it again. But I lost it. There it is. In the song Blame It on the Water, what chapter does the teacher ask the students to open to in the beginning of the song? So you call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And if you're toll free from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us as well, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. And we'll take this call as soon as we can. This person says, great show as usual. Ask your guest, how good was Randall Cunningham?
Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham is the original mobile quarterback. He was the first of his time.
Right.
Randall Cunningham played for the Eagles, played for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. He was instrumental when Randy Moss first came into the league. You know Randy Moss?
Yeah, I know Randy Moss.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, he was Randy's first quarterback. So, yeah. In terms of throwing the long ball and being able to use his legs to get out of, you know, like a broken play,
mm-hmm.
and be able to make it turn it into positive yardage and run downfield with the ball as a quarterback. And he had a very, very, very tight spiral. And this is speaking from the viewpoints of the receivers that caught the ball. Randall Cunningham could throw a ball.
Yeah.
When the ball leaves his hands, you know he can spin right into yours.
Mm.
For sure. It was your fault if you didn't catch it.
So the good old days. That's what this person's saying. Reminiscent about Randall Cunningham. Right?
Yeah, man. Very, very good quarterback in the 80s into the 90s.
I hate to get off Aaron's schedule, but I had a question for you, and I wanted to know, what are our chances of actually getting to the Olympics? And you said pretty good.
We have Eaton, we have Heal, we have Gordon,
and I had to proclaim that I had no idea who Eric Gordon was until our dean.
Yeah, but Eric Gordon been in the league a while.
I can get assaulted serious. When I walk outside.
Yeah,
by people.
How you don't know Eric Gordon?
Down
is?
With Chester.
Yeah, man.
But why didn't we get
Clay Thompson?
One of our Splash Brothers, yes, Clay. Why weren't we able to get Clay?
Clay is coming. They trying to work on him right now.
I see they're working on him.
Yeah,
I read that.
You know, Sweet Bells is his daddy, so you know, born, bred, and dead Bahamian.
Yeah.
But you know, you got one or two other, you know, like you have to look at I don't know what it is they look at, but you know, some other pre-qualifications. I don't know if you have to eat a certain amount of Kong salad or, he has to name three teams that rush for John Canoe or, have some pictures that he been to Hugh Campbell or, you know.
You got
to
shake a cowbell if the rhythm ain't right.
Something. I don't know what the prerequisites are, but they trying to get him on the team,
yeah.
You know, sooner rather than later.
But we looking good so far.
But we looking good, son.
Man,
but we blow them fellas out Tuesday and Monday and Wednesday, we beat Argentina, bro.
Yeah. In terms of basketball scores, they've been pretty much blowouts. Huh?
We've been getting blown out for years.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Because our stars, and not to say that the players on the team aren't stars in their own respect, but when you at the NBA level are playing ball and you can now you have the time to join our team.
Yeah.
You know, and to come play. You know, but DeAndre Ayton looked like a monster there on Monday. And you had a lot of Bahamians who were saying, hey, do that in the NBA, bro.
Right.
Do that in the NBA. Man, let's see that in the NBA.
Well, but, I guess you when you're going up against
fellas smaller.
Who ate monsters.
Right. Fellas who are smaller.
Yeah.
Not as in shape as you.
Right.
Not as quick and as agile as you.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to look like a terrorist on the court.
But you were hearing his name a lot when he first joined the league.
Yeah, I mean, he was the number one pick for the Suns in 2018.
And then he started playing, and then he got in some trouble. And then
the only trouble he really got into was that they were telling him, listen, you got to stop playing video games, you know. Like, in your spare time, why you want to play PlayStation?
Yeah,
you're making millions of dollars, and this is what you want. And your millions of dollars that you're making is predicated upon you being better and better.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
Every game. You don't have no days off.
Yeah.
You have 10 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean a big man, maybe even eight.
Right. Yeah.
8 years, because, you know, knees, height and size, knees. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have about 8 years in which you could make these millions of dollars. You could make generational wealth for five, six, seven generations after you.
Boy, tell me.
And you only get about 8 years to do it. So you could be, you come in the league at 22, by 30, finish.
And the mic could only take us to the Olympics twice.
Okay. You have a chance to make this money, take it to the Olympics, try win yourself one championship, maybe one MVP.
You pitch in the airport.
And then at 30 years old, you finish with the league. You 30 years old, you have $200 million.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. At 30.
Look at life, eh?
At 30, bro.
Let's take this call. We got April on the board. Hello, April, on the board. Let's take this call and see. Good morning, caller. You got an answer for the trivia question, or you come to join this conversation?
Good morning, Chester Cooper.
I wish I had Chester Cooper money.
That's Chester Robards.
This the broke Chester.
Sorry. Yeah, I always call on you, Chester Cooper. Chester Robards, how you doing?
Speak the Cooper money into my life, that's all.
Man, you've been doing a good job.
Thank you, sir.
Morning to all your boys.
Morning. What's going on, bro?
Alrighty, watching the clock click for us to be qualified for the Olympics.
Yeah, man, but we're doing okay. Slowly but surely.
You think we can make that?
I think we can. I think we have a very good chance.
That's tomorrow night, that's for the qualification.
Right. Yeah, that's tomorrow night. If we win that, we move on.
And Chester, you need to watch that for those who can I watch it live on your
Yeah, that's a good question.
TV.
Where you find it?
You can find it on YouTube, FIBA.
Yeah, FIBA. FIBA on YouTube.
FIBA. Live?
Yeah, live. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I because someone asked me if I can help me out here. So I help in the audience out.
And then on Facebook you could go on 10th Year Seniors. On their page, 10th Year Seniors on Facebook.
Okay, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, huh? And they're trying to do a live stream, or at least put up videos as live as they can while the game is going on.
Right. And the national place, the national station should have been carrying this, man.
Yeah. That's right there. That has always been, I don't understand.
I don't understand. It's history.
We show reruns of Paulie.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it. Thank God for cable.
Tim.
Go ahead,
Chester. Listen, 10th Year is a national station, eh? the internet has freed us all up. 10th Year is national.
Yeah.
We should talk a lot more about those guys. They are a national treasure.
Yeah. Andrew Gavin, don't play with.
And don't forget the real games, man. We got almost you predict all your boy, but Steven Gardner.
Stevie's a goal. Shawnee trying to get herself redisciplined in other areas now. But she is indeed an athlete first and foremost. She's a new mom.
And that's going to be significant, coming off of being a new mom and bringing us a goal.
Yeah, man.
You got Anthony Strong there, too?
She should run. Yeah, man. Like, we can do well. We always do well in track and field, you know.
Then don't get a hurdle.
It's now the new thing now. Which is an age old argument I've been having forever. Basketball is coming up. Basketball should be the national sport. Every school has a basketball court in it.
Mm-hmm.
Every
mm-hmm.
school has a basketball court on it. Every well, single school. But you know, sailing has to be number one. Cricket has to be number one.
Man. And before I go, Strong's
going to
be there, right?
She should be.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be awesome, Chester.
All right, thank you, Bunkin.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
So now someone's texting and saying that Eric Gordon has another brother that plays in the NBA.
He does,
and saying that he's a better player, and his name is Aaron.
I believe he played or is playing for the Rockets. Tall guy, big fellow.
So the Gordon brothers game. Bahamas every summer and spend time with their grandparents in Fox Hill.
Yeah, but they got family in Fox Hill, family in the White Grove, family in Skyline. Yeah, man.
Okay,
they just go hang out in Bahama and sit down and talk to anybody. And if you don't know that he's an NBA player, Eric Gordon ain't gonna tell you.
You wouldn't, yeah.
Very humble.
Yeah, nice.
Very humble.
Yeah.
That's why those fellas that know, those people, I wouldn't even say fellas, because you got women that know too.
Yeah, of course.
Those people that know who Eric Gordon is, love them some Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon is just a normal guy. Dresses normal, no big flashy fancy jewelry. Buy one drink, not the Magnum bottle.
Yeah.
You know, just a normal guy. Like, if you don't know that that's him sitting at the bar, you'll never know. Because he's my height, which is average height for the NBA. I may be tall to Bahamians, but he's my height. He's 6'3".
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's short.
He's short. Him and Steph Curry's the same height.
Wow. This person said Clay ate Concord mayonnaise, and so he thinks he can be disqualified.
Yeah, but a Concord mayonnaise thing, let me tell you something. I don't understand how people do it. I don't get why would you make your Kong salad so pepper that you would need mayonnaise to ease the pepper.
To kill it, eh?
Why don't you just not put in so much pepper?
All right. So we got a winner for the first trivia question.
Okay.
And it was in the song Blame It on the Water. What chapter does the teacher ask the students to go to open to in the beginning of the song? And it is chapter 12. I'm trying to remember how the song go and I can't remember.
They say they was going for water. Foolish Jill forgot her pill. And now they got a son and a daughter.
So I don't know when they mentioned chapter 12.
I don't know when they mentioned chapter 12 either. I was trying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they played the whole song over.
So the next question is, what is the name of the flower on the Bahamian $100 bill? What is the name of the flower on the Bahamian $100 bill? Don't forget, you can't win twice. We're spreading the love. So you can call in or text in with that answer. What is the name of the flower on the $100 bill?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got some people who will also say, you know, track and field should be the national sport because of our success for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, from Frank Rutherford come up, you know.
Yeah.
There's an argument to be made there as well.
That's true. That's true.
But the one thing that Bahamians, they love a winner.
Yeah.
We don't too much like the process, you know.
That's true.
You know, we ain't too much of that. You know, we ain't too much of getting to the practices and, you know, donating toward the track and field, toward the athletes' supplies. And we ain't to trying to get the cleats together and let's raise some funds for the tights and let's pay for his trainer and his nutritionist. And, hey, bro, that's all on you. And when you go there and you win a goal, we can celebrate you here. But we ain't trying to, you know, support and try to get one sponsor. Try to get so-and-so to send you some money. I wonder what the government doing. Everything is the government.
Yep.
Hole in the road, government. Sponsor somebody, government. Crime up, government. Crime down, government. Hit a rain falling, government.
That sound like how the reggae girls going to treat their country when they get back. Don't call our name.
Boy, well, you saw that little beefy.
Yeah, yeah.
What little beef was serious the last couple of days, boy.
Boy. I mean, but like you mentioned just now, rightly so, right? I mean, they don't get the love and appreciation that they should.
Yeah, the regular girls don't get it.
And a lot of sports. Mm-hmm, and people trying to get out and go do their thing. Is this someone trying to answer the trivia? Oh, okay. Because somebody already got it right on the text line. But good morning, caller. Welcome
to the Royal Ponciana Flower.
You like 2 seconds too late because someone.
Because I was trying to get my phone. Okay.
Yeah, right. but you got it right, and thank you for that. It is the Royal Ponciana Flower, but you can try back on the next question. So keep your phone near. Oh, you're gone. Okay, it is the Royal Ponciana Flower. Let me just get the information from this texter who got that right. Text, if you're still listening, could you just text your name in as well, please? The next question is, what is the image on the back of the new Bahamas $1 bill? What is the image on the back of the new Bahamas $1 bill? Good. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to On the Clock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hello.
You were listening to you.
All right. Sorry about that. That's Sawyer Boy in there.
Hey.
Okay. We miss Aaron. But my boy doing a good job still. I wanted to find out if you have an idea or do you know how much people make the members of the Bahamas team would go on what's supposed to be track and field, what's supposed to be starting Saturday. I forget what part of the world that is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, huh? I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I want to know how much members that gone. Should we be expecting any medals?
We always expect medals.
But I mean, you know, like when they say, well, I think we get a goal. I want to know your opinion. Then I don't know where I heard, must see on the news. I didn't catch the young lady last name, but they were saying, I don't know if she in college or what, they're saying that she's either second best, either Bohemian athlete on, and they said she's supposed to be over there on the Bahamas team too. They said she can high jump and must see hurdles. And something else, as one of you know who I'm talking about, the young lady, and who she is. I mean, they saying like she's the second best indoor.
Yeah, indoor, and inside.
She's supposed to be there in an outdoor zone or something like that.
Yeah, hang up and listen.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, you're no problem. That's Anthony Strawn, if I'm mistaken. And 11 members are going. It's in Germany, it's in Budapest. And we always expect medals, you know, like that's the behaving thing. We ain't too much into the training. But when it comes time for winning, when it's winning time, yeah, man, let's get into that. Let's make sure we support that, you know?
I think that maybe he was talking about this person, Charisma Taylor.
That's the day?
Yeah.
Charisma? Let me see it, because I see the page for the day at all.
Possibly that's who he was talking about.
She in a triple jump.
I hadn't heard.
Hungry, sorry.
Hungry, yeah.
Sorry.
I hadn't heard the name before, Angela. I hope people don't take it.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, we came up under the Golden Girls.
And yeah.
Troy Kemp, yeah. And Frank Rutherford, you know, like our age can show right here, right now.
They can take my passport away when I leave.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that's how that goes.
Immigration waiting for me outside.
Yeah.
we got another caller? Okay, let's take this call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to On the Clock.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Loud.
The Royal Bahamas Police Force Band.
Okay. What does it look like? Give us a description.
They got the band, the drum leader band,
uh-huh.
And the images, all the, you know, the band players.
Playing what?
Hello?
Yeah, playing. What are they playing?
What they're playing?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're playing, but you could there see the band leader, the drum leader, you know, with the stick and the band the band is behind him.
All right. Okay, we'll take that. All right, just leave your name and information there and.
Got me.
Yeah,
I cannot hear you very low.
Yeah, you can, as I said, leave your name and stuff. And
okay, all right.
Yeah, we'll take that. All right, good stuff. We got that. All right, and the last.
Otobor is her name.
Who that?
Running the hurdles.
I know that name. From where?
From the Bahamas.
Otobor?
Yeah.
What's the first name?
Remo.
Okay, another blame it on the water question. In the song Blame It on the Water, what did Miss Mary Bo Peep give her children to get them to sleep? Wow. In the song Blame It on the Water, what did Miss Mary Bo Peep give her children to get them to sleep? That's another blame it on the water
trivia question. I have no idea.
Listen, to be honest,
the song was nice to listen to.
I'm looking at the answer and I never heard this.
Yeah.
And I know the song.
Yeah.
I can't even figure how it fits into the lyrics.
Yeah.
Dang. I gotta listen to that song more often. All right. So you mentioned what should be the national sport, and I see in your notes here, we're talking about Olympic Regatta 2023. Bahamian sailors compete at Cork International. So we know sailing is the national sport. Do we have to pay more attention to it now? Should we?
always want us to.
So five young Bahamian sailors competed in the International Laser Class Association sixth class at the Cork International Olympic Regatta 2023 as part of the August Regatta Series in Kingston, Canada from August 8th to the 11th. And this series started with the Cork. So now we're on in some national events. I don't know how often we've been doing this.
Forever.
Oh, boy. See?
Forever. Sailing is a big deal around the world. It's just,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a big deal here, more or less with the Family Islands than there is right here with Nassau.
There's a very tight niche of people who care a lot about sailing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got some young men out there who could bend wood and make a boat.
Yeah. And, boy.
I don't know how they do it, but they do.
So
they bow a piece of wood, no problem.
So the Bahamian sailors are Norman Cartwright, Elaine Higgs, and Craig Ferguson II. And Patrick Tomlinson is the current Bahamian National Optimist Champion. And then I won't call some names here so people can start getting used to these sailing people.
Mm-hmm.
And competing internationally for the first time were Aiden Sumner and Aiden Wilson. They got bronze, and each had a top five finish in the regatta. Also competing internationally this month was Joshua Higgins from Harbour Island in the Olympic class ILCA 7 event at the Alliance World Championships in The Hague, Netherlands. And the ILCA 6 is a similar version of the Olympic class ILCA 7 dinghy. Listen, if you want to get to know and understand the world of sailing, you're going to have to understand some terms that very, 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 very strange.
And very few people know. But if that's your discipline, if that's your love, then it's no longer a chore to learn it. You know, if you like the water and you know full well you're not going to be the best swimmer in the world, then maybe sailing is for you.
Yeah.
Maybe say, and I'm in The Hague, Netherlands.
The Hague, Netherlands.
You know how hard it is to say that I'm not sure if I can ever travel to the Netherlands in this life.
Now you can go.
So you know, sailing can get you to see the world, man.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we talked about Argentina.
We beat Argentina, boy.
Yeah, we did. You could watch a replay, right?
Of course. Yeah, you can find it. Of course, it's online. Like was said by Bonquinito.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube for free.
OG. Someone was trying to answer the question. I could tell you that ain't the right answer.
Mm-mm.
And Aaron is... was everything okay? Aaron is here. Your emergency is fine?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Everything's fine now.
Your emergency was okay?
I hope it was a false alarm.
I heard on the break what it was. You serious?
I had
a fly. Wow.
Yeah.
You mean better safe than sorry.
Yeah. That's rushing out the house.
I've never been more happy to give up a seat.
It's been a pleasure.
It was fun, Jester.
Good yawning this morning. How y'all doing? My apologies for being so late. I heard Mr. Sawyer had a surprise for me, so I had to give him a surprise back. He had to catch me off guard.
Hey, I was on the way in here. Chester voice. I say, boy, that's a lot of, that's a flu-y.
Raspy, eh?
Raspy, is it? But at the point.
I'm trying to see if I could pass it off.
Man.
Just in case. Take a break. Yeah.
Glad to see you back safe and sound.
Yeah, man. So tell me what y'all been through. Y'all talk about women's soccer yet?
No, not yet.
About Jonquil and the Commissioner's Cup?
They get beat last night, you know.
Yeah, but it don't matter.
Jonquil get beat last night in Vegas.
But they qualified for the playoffs.
Yeah, of course, long time.
Which was the real concern, whether Jonquil would make it. It appeared as if she had slumped.
She was a bit injured coming into the season.
Right, and she got married.
Mm-hmm.
She had a whole lot of stuff going on in her personal life, right? And figure she shifted her focus to family.
Of course.
Right.
But now it's back for the playoffs, where it should be at this time of the year.
And forget this game where they lost. I'm a Bahamian. My memory's short, right?
Yeah, you're just thinking about the win. See, we just was talking about that. Bahamians only concentrate on these wins. You're on some mess, boy.
I mean, everybody else can concentrate on the loss.
Yeah.
We should concentrate on the win.
Yeah. They lost last night. Although Sabrina and Escu hit 5 3-pointers.
Yeah.
Last night, they lost. It was a close game. It was a close game. They lost to the Aces last night.
Okay.
Yeah. The Aces got their revenge, but not the Commissioner's Cup.
Right. What I found impressive about the Commissioner's Cup was the price tag attached to it.
Yeah, man. Right? Everybody got a payday.
Each player on the winning team gets $30,000. Mm-hmm. The MVP gets $5,000.
Extra, yeah.
And I think on the losing team, each player gets $10,000. Mm-hmm. So it really is an incentive to perform
right.
and get up to that level.
Yeah, man.
But listen, y'all talk about my good cousin, DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Dominating.
I want to say good morning to Mummy Ayton in Jamaica, to all the Jamaican crew who we know supporting and celebrating the Bahamas as we make our push to the Olympics. We bring the whole Caribbean with us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what else y'all talked about, because I know I left y'all with a whole bunch of notes.
We spoke about Eric Gordon.
Yeah.
We spoke about, firstly, Chester knows nothing about sports. Let's begin there.
You thought I wanted the man to take my job.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Sir. Somebody said that sports. It's a possibility that Clay.
Oh, Greg Burrows. We spoke about that.
You talked about that. Okay, yeah. Good. That's remember I
told. Oh yeah, man. Clay is gonna play.
Clay Thompson.
He's gonna play eventually. They trying to get him there now. Like we said earlier, you know, we just have to see if he knows what goes into a conch salad. He has to learn.
He's just gonna do the little tests. Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Tests, you know.
But
name three Junkanoo groups. What, and the best, the Saxons, by the way.
What's the chance that there's gonna be tension between the U.S. team and the Bahamas team because the U.S. team wants Clay Thompson? And is there a potential that the U.S. team would try and keep Clay Thompson away from us? I was just saying, because he's pure talent.
He's pure talent. Get Steph. We need Clay.
Yeah, we all got Steph. We got Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Absolutely.
Splash Brothers on the court when they were in a Warrior uniform, but when they're playing for country, you know, Clay's roots is here. His Bahamian roots are here.
Yeah.
And, you know, his father was the first ever Bahamian number one overall pick.
There you go. Yeah.
Sweet bells.
Absolutely.
So, but we really arguing. Like, he wasn't Mr. Irrelevant. Like the last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
He's quite relevant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd be a bonus, definitely a bonus to the Bahamian team. Congratulations, right. Men's National Basketball Team.
Yeah,
two wins
well.
Straight to the top of your group. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green, and the guests on your show.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
welcome
sir.
Back.
Thank you.
Bill Boydie told me what the emergency was this morning, and I know what it is.
Boy, look here. If it wasn't an emergency, I just had to get some sprint trials in
before we start the show. No. Tell the people the truth. Y'all never heard the story, Paul the Fashion killed Mr. Martin Donkey?
No.
I've never heard that old saying. It's the old people used to tell us when we were small.
You know, y'all don't have to stop talking to us.
Mr. Martin Donkey, but I heard this morning.
Yeah.
Mr. Martin had one big, tall avocado tree, and he sent three boys in there to shake the limbs.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that Miss Green ran down there because they had an avocado catching competition.
How huge.
And Miss Green gone down, and I hear she went, she catch more avocado than anybody else.
Listen.
And that same person told me this morning they were scared for Mr. Nuri this morning.
Yeah.
Because they were wondering how Mr. Nuri was going to do his show without Miss Green, because... You know, he can handle the show by himself.
It ain't that he like a good secretary, Sparky. He like
you're
a good secretary.
Huh? You're the secretary, too?
Yes, sir.
But you're really well-rounded now.
Right, thank you.
A secretary, too? You do more planting, do we?
If I have to.
You're the janitress, too?
Listen.
We need you in the house assembly. Have a good day.
Right, thank you, Mr. Sparky. Thank you very, very much. Good morning, caller. Producer, let's go to that next call. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I called back to say, the Dolphins playing tomorrow, so you're going there at 4 o'clock.
The Dolphins are playing tomorrow at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, that's great, but I gotta watch some grass grow. I'm sorry.
Okay, is this the only football game playing tomorrow?
Of course not.
No, I could tell you about my Dolphins.
I got you. I like that. Mr. Sawyer, the 49ers playing tomorrow?
Yeah, the 49ers are great. I bet the best team in football.
They're playing tomorrow. They're playing the night day.
So it's begun?
It has begun.
You know.
Football season began last week.
But listen, y'all got to give me a break because it's still Women's World Cup soccer.
Yeah.
You know, the finals.
Yeah, the U.S. Women's team got beat.
Yeah,
finals on Sunday morning.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Sunday morning, Spain versus England.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going for, right?
Spain?
England.
God Save the King?
God Save the King. Mm-hmm. I know, so good.
I mean, because I use my boy. I understand.
Who are you going for?
I can be honest with you. I have to pull for England because I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, he right with that. I think I was going to vote for England.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. But I went to school in England, so I have a little affinity.
Oh, yeah, boy. Where you going?
I just want to see a good match.
I just
want to see a good match. I really wanted to see the U.S. women's team play. You know, I'm
kind of
biased to them because they play like men. They play hard.
They play rough.
They play some rough and tumble ball. But
and I also wanted to see Jamaica.
Yeah, I wanted to see the
Jamaica did well, though.
The reggae girls, they did very well. They didn't make it out of the round of 16, but their performance was great.
But they made fun because they don't do well at soccer matches.
No, they did well.
They did extremely well.
We saw.
I had it going that far. I was shocked.
Yeah, we saw great performances from Jamaica and Haiti, even though Haiti didn't make it into the round of 16.
Right.
But the teams at the top, Spain versus England, Sweden versus Australia for the third place
and
match.
Nigeria. I think Nigeria is going to go to 16.
Yeah, as well. They had a powerful performance.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great to see teams that have never made it that far before push forward, especially with women's soccer. Absolutely.
Right. I want all of you to watch that basketball game tomorrow.
Yeah, man, it's going to be free on YouTube.
YouTube, that's right. Aaron Gray, you watch it too.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I have to watch it.
We could be in the room together.
Yeah, together in the same room. I like that. That's what technology provides, you know.
That's right.
That's what, and we could chat and talk to each other.
That's right.
It's great that it makes it accessible, especially for our people on the family islands. Listen, thank you so much,
Pumpkin. God save my team.
You say God save your team?
Yes, right.
I like that more than I like God Save the King. Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, have a good day.
You have a great day as well.
By the way, I saw last evening, I was just walking through Bahama, and I saw Mr. Anthony Stewart, you know, and we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago. He's a director for Europe, India, and the Middle East at the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism in London.
Okay.
He normally listens 3 o'clock their time.
Yeah, right.
He's here. He's listening. He said to tell you good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning,
great
sir.
Show.
Listen.
Great show. He said to let you know.
This week in
epic content.
This week in particular, right, the media showcases why the government has invested in sports tourism as a major platform, right? Mm-hmm. All of these local and international events propel the Bahamas to the top, but it gives opportunities for Bahamians that they may have never seen before. You can work in tourism and sports. You can connect to the international community. You can work in communications.
Like I said, as much as I can't stand, I wouldn't say can't stand, but I'm not the biggest fan of sailing.
Yeah.
People in Prague, Netherlands right now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm ever going to get there.
Absolutely.
But they're sailing right now.
Y'all read the story about our young sailors at Cork International and the Olympic Regatta. They did extremely well. I think our top athlete placed fifth. I hope you guys got the trivia questions correct today.
They did eventually,
I'm going to go through their answers. The easy answers. Yes. The teacher tell them turn to chapter 12 at the beginning.
I never heard that in the song. You know?
You ain't never heard that? That's the best part of the song.
I've never heard it, but I sang it.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. I never really paid attention to it.
That's the best part of the song. Listen, next...
Oh, by the way, the Dolphins and Cowboys, y'all still are garbage teams, right? Don't let the NFL's preseason fool y'all. You guys are garbage. Sardians.
I almost got scared.
Cowgirls.
Dolphins and Cowboys.
Garbage.
Just now. Listen, Dolphins.
Yeah, it has begun.
Dolphins, we got this.
I can't wait to say this.
Tua, we got this. Just as we go, let me introduce the Bahamas to 3 new sports.
Go on.
We may not be aware of to add to our cadre. Flair bartending. We have mixology meets competition.
I heard.
Jump rope world championships. When you were skipping rope as a child, it could pay off now. And Russian wrestle ball, which is a combination of basketball, wrestling, and rugby.
I don't know how that has worked.
I played that when I was growing up. We played that all the time.
It's called dashing.
That's a Bahamian sport. Anyway, guys, thank you for your patience. My sprint trials were successful. Thank you to Mr. Sawyer and Mr. Chester Robards. Most of all, to those gentlemen for carrying the show this morning. And of course, thank you for tuning in, playing the trivia game, and giving these boy them on the mic a run for their money.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Bahamas.